No, Kesavri Rabbon hold like this, that Nesua Yoytzel Sreifel, that there's a parsha of a Bas Koyin, that if she lives with another man, she receives Sreifel, it's only by a Nesuya. Only if she married, she lived with her first husband. For La Yarusa, but not if they only have Kedushin. If a Bas Koyin just makes Kedushin, she does not live with a husband yet, now she lives with another man, so it's not the Sreifel. Rashi learns Nesuya Bas Koyin Yosef Mechlal Nesuya Bas Yisrael Mechenik. A regular Bas Yisrael, if she has Nus, a married lady that lives with another man, she deserves Chenik. She deserves to be strangled. Hereby Nesuya, but if a Bas Koyin that's married with Nesuyin, here the Torah says Lesreifa. She deserves to be burnt. Aval Arusa. But what about a Bas Koyin that's only in Arusa? She only had Kedushin. They did not make Nesuyin yet. Tegabe Bas Yisrael Meskila. Now there's a chiddush that a Bas Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael, there's a difference between she's in a Nara Hamarosa or whether she's in a Suya. A regular Bas Yisrael, if she's only a Nara Hamarosa, not only if she's a Nara Hamarosa, then she receives Skila. In such a case, Lo Yotzav a Bas Koyin Mechlal Arusa as a Bas Yisrael. Now that she's a Kohanis, a Bas Koyin, she still receives the same Misa that a Bas Yisrael would receive, which is Skila. Why? Because Skila is more Chomer. Comes out like this. A regular Bas Yisrael, if she's an Arusa, she's an Aram Arusa, she only had Kedushin, that means she's still by her father's house, there the chet, the sin is more greater. Because she's ruining it for her father and for her husband. Like she's still by the father. So it's a bigger busha to the father that here the daughter under his control went to live with another person. So here the Torah says she received Skila. Whereas she already was married, she moved to her husband's house, then she lives with another man, then she only gets chenik. That's by regular Bas Yisrael. Now, by a Bas Koyin, the Torah says the chiddush, she gets sreifa. But the Rabbanan say, when does she receive sreifa? Only in the Suya. That by regular Bas Yisrael, she only gets chenik. Now, Bas Koyin receives sreifa. But where she's a Nara Marasa, if she's only Erisin, there that a regular Bas Yisrael receives skila, a Bas Koyin also receives skila. Why? Because Skila is the Mohammedic Anissa. So therefore, the Naram Rasa never goes away from Skila. That's the proof that Skila is Mohammed than Sreifa. Now, Omidi Afkar Rachmanali Arusa Beskila, since the Torah says that a Bas Koyin, if she's an Arusa, she still receives Skila, she does not receive Sreifa. Shemamina, here's the proof that Skila Chamura. That Skila is the more Chomedic Misa. Because if Sreifa was more Chomer, now a Bas Koyin, she deserves Sreifa. If the Yulis the Kalba Chayma, if a Nesua, a one that went to her husband's house already, she left her father, she went to her husband, so it's only a Chet against her husband, there the Torah says she receives Sreifa, so where she's a Narusa, she's still by the father's house, it's a bigger Chet, she should deserve a bigger Misa. So how can we give a Skila? That's the proof that Skila is more Chama, more strict than Sreifa. That's the Rabbanan Shita, that Skila is the more Chama. Okay, so that's the first thing, that Skila is more Chama than Sreifa. Now, Skila Chamura Misayif, how do we know that Skila is more Chama, more strict than Sayif using the sword? Shekei Nitna L'Megadif Uliyev Gavos G'chogim. Because Skila is given to a person that curses Hashem and worships Avodah Zarah. Well, my chumra, what's so great about that? Kediyamor, like we said before, that kofa biker, a chet going against Hashem, that's the greatest sin, therefore they deserve the greatest punishment. Whereas the other rabbi, maybe no, maybe the opposite way. Sayyid chumra, maybe using a sword is more strict. Shekein nit nitain liyan shiir nidachas. When you have a whole city that worships the Avodah Zarah, we kill them out with sayyid. So maybe the whole city did it, it's the greatest sin, and then we see we use a sayyid. So maybe Sayif, a sword is more strict. Or my chumra, what's the chumra of Irani Dachas? She came a moina ovad, where the whole city worshipped Avodah Zarah with Alochris, we destroyed the whole city, all the money is burnt. That's a stricter punishment. So you see, Sayif, a sword, is more strict maybe than Skila. So Mer says, no. Or Marto, I'll tell you like this. Ezeo Koyach Meruba, which is a stronger fact? Koyach HaMediach, the one that the person that causes other people to worship Avodah Zarah, or Koyach HaNidayach, the person himself that actually worships, because somebody else forced them or talked them into it. Have Yomer, I would tell you, Koyach HaMediach, the one that talks other people into it, that's a bigger Avera. But Tanya, we learn like this now. Meidiche Ir HaNidachas, the leaders there that taught the people to worship Avodah Zarah, the Skila, they themselves received Skila. So that only the people that actually worship by them, that were taught to, they receive Saif. So if the leaders receive Skila, that's the proof that Skila is more strict than Saif. So that's the proof that Skila is also even Chomer than Saif. Now, as we're going through all the four Mises, how do we know Skila is Chomer than all four of them? Now, Skila, Chamur, the last one is Skila, Chamur, Mechenik. Skila is also more strict than choking him. Why? Shekein Nitin again, Lamagadet, Lerbet, Rezachavim. It was given to a Chet of Avodah Zarah. Oh, my Chumra, what's so strict about this? Like we said before, that since the person is Kofar B'Yikr, he's going against Hashem, that's the biggest sin we have, so therefore they deserve the biggest punishment, Skila. Now the Gemara says, no, Adarav, I could argue the opposite. Chenek Chomer, to strangle him, is more strict. Why? Shekeinitem lamaka of the imoy. The person that hits his father or mother and makes them bleed, if blood comes out, the chayiv chenek. Now, O my chumra, what's so strict about this avera of maka of the imoy? Shekein hukash kvoidom lechvoid hamokim. Because when it talks about kivud avim, it also talks about kvoid Hashem. So we make a hukash, Rashi says. Hukash kvoid lechavod amokim nemakan kabed es avicha v'nemalahalein kabed es Hashem mohincha. So the hekesh that respecting your parents is like respecting Hashem. Therefore, the chet should be a terrible chet, and therefore here you receive a stricter punishment of chenek. Maybe chenek is more strict than skila.
But can't you argue,
Mike? So Marian says no. Like we said before, midiafke rachmona liarusas bas Yisrael. Mechlal Nisuya, that we know Bas Yisrael Mechenek, a regular Bas Yisrael, when she has Nisuyan, after she lives with her own husband, now if she lives with another man, she deserves Chenek. That's one Aveira, that's one punishment. But if she's only an Arusa, she did not live with a husband yet. They only had Kedusha, not Nisuyan, Leskila. Then the law is an Arusa that lives with another man, she deserves Skila. Why? Shemamina, here's the proof that Skila Chamura. That skila is more strict than chenek, because we spoke out the avera of an arusa is greater than the avera of a nesuya, because by an arusa she's even making a bizoyin to a parent's house, so therefore she should deserve the more stricter punishment. The Rashi says la kochach arusa chamura minesuya shira l'shemayim ula brios. She's doing something not nice to Hashem and also to the brios uliyatzmo shapagem es kvoido, her own respect, or mishpachto, and her family. The Kaloyan's famous, so there's a bigger an embarrassment here than to a married one. Shekvanitkuma, anyway, she like was lived by a husband. So therefore, the Pgam is less. So if so, the Sfarah should be, an Arusa should receive the biggest punishment. And what does she receive? Skila. And whereas an Asuya receives Chenik. So that's the proof that Skila is more strict than Chenik. So far we proved the Rabban and Shita that Skila is number one. That's the top of punishment. Now, secondly, the Rabbanim say, comes Sreifa. In other words, Sreifa is more strict than Chenek and then Saif. Now, Sreifa, Chamur, Misaif, how do I know that burning is more strict than using the sword? Shekeinitna labas koyin shezinsa. That Sreifa is given to a bas koyin shezinsa, at least in the Suy at least. We take her away from Chenek and we give her Sreifa. You see, Sreifa is more strict. Oh, my Chumr, what's so special about this Chet? Of Bas Kerin that lived with another person. Shekein Mechalel Esasoviyah. She's also been Mechal of father's house. Means here he's a Kayin, respectful person, a Kohkuna, and she went to be Mazana with somebody else. That's terrible sin. So therefore, Sreifa should be more strict than Chenis. The Moses says, Adar Rabbi, maybe no. Sayyid Chomer. Maybe. No, talking about Sayyid, right.
Yeah.
Adar Rabbi, Sayyid Chomer. Maybe. Maybe Saif, the sword, is more strict than Sreifa. You know why? The people that worship the Avodah Zarah, we wipe out the city, we wipe them out with a Saif.
Yeah.
And the Sachet of Avodah Omai Chumra, Shekein Moine Ovat. We see the terrible Chet there, that we destroy the whole city, even the money of the city. So Yerni Dachas is a terrible Chet, and still the punishment is Saif. So maybe Saif, the sword, is more strict than Sreifa. So Mar said, listen, Nemar Aviyah B'Skila, says the word Aviyah by Skila, for Nemar Aviyah B'Sreifa, says the word Aviyah by Sreifa. Rashi says, B'Nara Marosa, Liznois Beis Aviyah, So now via hamur beskila, skila hamur besayif. Just like before, we know we proved already that skila is more strict than sayif. I'll tell you here also the Zereshav is teaching me that afa via hamur besreifa by a bas koyin, by a nesuya that should receive sreifa, you should know sreifa hamur misayif. That's a limud that the misa of sreifa is more strict than the misa of a suud. Now sreifa hamur michenek. Sreifa proved you is also more strict than chenek. I'm strangling you. Shekein nitno labas koyin shazinsa. That sreifa is given to a bas koyin a nesuya shazinsa, whereas a regular nesuya only receives chenek. So there's something special about a bas koyin. She receives sreifa. A regular bas yisrael when she's nesuya she only receives chenek. If she's a bas koyin it's a bigger chet. She deserves sreifa. So you see sreifa is mechamer. Now, my chumra, kidyamar, like we said before, that she's mechalelis esavia. Mer says, no, adarabba, chenik chumra, maybe chenik is more strict. Shekei nitein lemakav v'imai. That if you hit your parents, you deserve chenik. Oh, my chumra, what's so strict about that avera? Like we said before, shekei hukash kvoidum akvoid hamokam. Kovod av is like kovod Hashem. So maybe it's a strict avera, we deserve a strict punishment, so we see chenik is more strict. Rav says no. Still, this is a swara that me. The proof is me. The afke rachmona l'nesuya bas koyin mechlal nesuya bas yisrael mechenik l'sreifa shema mina sreifa chamura. Like we said, a regular bas yisrael when she's a nesuya, she has a husband, she's married to him. If she lives with another man, she deserves chenik. There's a special punishment in the Torah, a bas koyin nesuya, she deserves a stricter punishment. Why? Because she's a kahanis, she deserves to be more respectful, she shouldn't have done this. So you see, the Torah gave the bas koyin a stricter punishment, which is sreifa. So that's the proof that sreifa is more chomer than chenik. Now, the last thing we have to prove is the chacham's order was skila, sreifa, herik, v'chenik. Now we're up to Herig. How do we know that Saif, the sword, is more strict than Chenek, than being strangled? Now, Saif, the sword, Chama Mechenek, how do we know it's more Chama than Chenek? Shekei Nite Lianchi Yerni Dachas. The Yerni Dachas, the people there, receive Saif, a sword. Oh, my Chum, what's so special about that? Shekei Nomayna Mova. It's a terrible Chet that we destroy even the money there. We have to burn everything in the city. Versus no, Adarab, but the opposite way. Chenik chomer, maybe to strangle somebody's mochomer, shekei nitein lemakav v'yimoy. Or machum, like we said before, shekei hukash kvoidu mechvoid hamokom. So the chet of kibur aveim is mochomer. And they will receive chenik. So maybe chenik is more strict than saif. But so no, filu hochi, even so, here's the maskono, poishet yad bikirod. This is like you were saying before. That still there's a svara here. Here you have a question of irhani dachas, they deserve saif. Maka of Vimai deserves chenik. So even though Kvoid Av is like Kvoid Hashem, like you were saying, but still, Pashat Vikr is greater. If you're Oivet Avoy Dezori, you're in the Dachas, that's still a bigger Aveira, more Chomer than Maka of Yein. Here's the Svara. So therefore, we see that Saif is more Chomer than chenik. This is what we proved the Rabban and Shita, that's the Seda, Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, the chenik. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon argues, it says, no. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that Sreifa is more chomer. And Rabbi Shimon said there was in the Mishnah again, Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Veherik. So he argues two ways. He argues, first of all, Sreifa is before Skila, and also that Chenek is before Saif. Current to Tanakama, Saif is before Chenek. Rabbi Shimon also, no, Chenek is before Saif. So we'll see what Machlokes is. Now, Sreifa Chamura, where's the proof to Reb Shimon that he holds, that, where's his proof, how does he know to say, Sreifa is more Chamura, the Skila, Shekei Nitno Labas Koyin Shazinsa. We see a special Einish, a special Abbas Koyin, she goes out from Abbas Yisrael, she deserves a bigger punishment, so she gets Sreifa. Well, my Chumra, what's the big Chumra, what's the big Chet here? Shekei Nechalel Esasaviyah, she even disturbs her parents' fame. Your honor, you ruin it for the Kuna. Adarabba, maybe no Adarabba. Skila chamura, shekein, like the Rabbanan Shita, shekein nitna lemegadith uliyog avarzim chavim. It's given to somebody that curses Hashem, or somebody that worships the Avodah Zarah, he deserves skila. Oh my chumra, why are these so terrible? Shekein poishit yad yikar. You're putting out your hands against Hashem, that's worse. So maybe skila should be worse than tzreifa. So it's like this. Rabbi Shimon last time, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own town. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, achas arusa v'yachas nesua yotzal l'sreifa. Rabbi Shimon says, when the Torah says, ubas koyin shezimsa, she deserves sreifa, it's talking about either an arusa or an nesuya. But an arusa also receives sreifa. This is the proof. Umidiyavki rachmon li arusa bas koyin. Nechlal arusa bas Yisrael, because the regular bas Yisrael, when she's an arusa, if she lives with somebody else, she gets gilam. Here the Torah says, since she's a bas koyin, she deserves sreifa. But since the Torah took her out, the miskila from the regular skila, the sreifa, shemamin, here's the proof, sreifa chamura, the sreifa is mocham. Reb Shimon only knows it for his atzma machlokes l'shitasoi. Reb Shimon holds that a bas koyin and a rusa also receives sreifa. That's the proof that sreifa is more common than skila. Will the chum say no? A bas koy and arusa receives skila because they hold skila is more chomer. Yeah. Either the Torah says she deserves sreifa, they learn this only by nesua. By a bas Yisrael nesuya only gets chenek. If she's a bas koy, she deserves skila. But arusa, since arusa deserves skila, here the Torah gives her the more chomer the kavisa of sreifa. That's the proof. Sreifa is chamura. That's Reb Shimon's proof. Shemamin is sreifa chamura. Good, that's how we know sreifa is mochama than skila. That a bas koyin, an arusa, instead of getting skila, she gets sreifa. That's the proof sreifa is mochama. Now next, sreifa chamur mechenik. How do we know that sreifa is mochama than chenik? She can nitna la bas koyin, she's insa. Well, my chumra, what's so special about this? Because more like I said, she's mechalala zaviya. Adara, maybe no, the other way around. Chenik chamur. Maybe chenik strangling is mochama. Why? She can nitna la makaba v'imai. That kibud av is like kibud Hashem, so maybe that's more strict. Maybe chenik is a more strict punishment. Verses no, again, midiavka rachmono, le nesuya bas koyin, mechlal nesuya bas Yisrael. Again, a regular bas Yisrael, if she has nesuyin, and then she lives with somebody else, she deserves chenik. If she's a bas koyin, the Torah says no, she deserves sreifa. So the Torah took her out, mechenik le sreifa, shemamina sreifa chamura. Again, from a bas koyin on the suya, that's the proof. A regular bas Yisrael on the suya deserves chenik. Here, since she's a kahanes, she deserves sreifa. That's the proof. Sreifa is more strict than chenik. Now, the last thing is sreifa chamur misayif. How do I know that sreifa is more strict than the sword? Shekein nitna again la bas koyin shezinsa. According to Shimon, either way, in a rusa on the suya, gets sreifa. Oh my chumer, could they amorin? She's mechalal savia. Ah, the rabbi know the other way around. Sayyid chumer, maybe using the sword is more strict. Why? Shekein niten liyanshi yernidachas. How do we kill out the yanshi yernidachas, the post city, with a sayyid? So maybe sayyid is more chumer. Oh my chumer, what's the proof? Shekein amoin amavat. We destroy all the money in this city. So maybe that's the more strict punishment, the stricter aveiro. So you see, sayyid is more strict. I'm out to know. V'chiyeza koyach again, meruba, what's the stronger factor, koyach hamadir, koyach hanidach, the one that causes other people to worship, or the people that actually worship it? I'll tell you, have a yoyim, koyach hamadir, the one that causes other people to worship Avodah Zarah.